How would that be prepared? Do you have any idea?
No, I wouldn't. We never did use it. Now the chitlins, the intestinal tract, we never did use that. Only the stuffed sausage.
Never eaten any chitlins?
No.
You ever smelled any cooking?
I don't believe I have.
You would have remembered it. It's pretty bad.
I tell you, when we'd kill hogs, and we used to kill not too many years ago, we'd give all that to the colored people. They really wanted those chitlins. That was something special.
I can remember seeing people actually cooking those things in those big black wash pots that we were talking about. Man, those smells. It was a good thing they were cooking them outside.
Yeah. I guess that's the reason they cooked them.
And hopefully the wind was blowing in the other direction. I have tasted them, but it's been so long ago, I can't remember anything about them. But as I recall, it didn't particularly offend me at the time, so I guess it was okay. What about this expression? Say if it's getting late in the day and your cows are getting hungry, you might look at your watch and say, well, my goodness, I didn't realize it's so late. It's right on to
feeding time.
What time was feeding time usually?
I tell you, we used to feed at night, but we reversed the thing now. We feed in the morning, and we through.
I see. Just feed once a day. Mm-hmm. About how much do cattle consume?
It depends on what you're feeding. Now, if you're feeding grain, they're going to have around 5 or 6 pounds a day. Now, if you're feeding hay, well, they're going to have 10 or 12 pounds of hay. And if you're feeding a combination, that's what we do recently. Then somewhere around 7-8 pounds.
Do farmers who raise cattle still grow their own fodder and all for the cattle?
Some of them do. We buy ours. It's actually cheaper to buy it.
And
you sometimes run into the problem of getting the kind you want. But the machinery and all is so high.
Right.
It costs so much to put up a...
I guess you have to be into raising cattle in a real big way.
That's right.
Before it would be profitable. Can you tell me how you would call to your cows to get them to come up from the pasture?
Well, some folks call them sook, sook, sook. Some call them coy, coy, coy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just start hollering at most anything.
just as long as they know the sound of your voice.
Yeah, whistle or anything. Yeah, they come.
That's the first time, I believe, in Arkansas that I've heard that coy.
Uh-huh.
Usually it's sook. I hadn't run across that one before. That's interesting.
Now, we used to feed a good many cattle. And I'd go across the road here to feed, and I'd start, come here, bullies. Well, they'll kind of learn to come to that to feed them two or three times.
Mm.
I'd just say, come here, bullies, and here they come.
Well, say if you were plowing with mules and you wanted to get them to turn, what would you say to them?
G or halt, depending on if it's to the right, you'd say G.
Mm.
If it's to the left, you'd say halt.
To the right is G.
Mm-hmm.
Well, say if you had some horses that you wanted to get to come up from the pasture, how would you manage that?
Well, we used to whistle to them.